Welcome to the Midday. I'm Norman. And
good afternoon, Norman. I'm Stephanie.
Good afternoon, Stephanie. And as you might have heard, we are in our Buck studio today for something special, which is to say we have with us three musicians that go by the name collectively of the Pearlman Trio. Welcome.
And they are violinist Eleanor Barch, who is a junior at the University of Wisconsin studying with David Perry. She's also in her second season with the Madison Symphony Orchestra. Welcome, Eleanor. We also have pianist Thomas Kastorf, also a junior at the UW-Madison, and he's studying with Christopher Taylor and won the Madison Symphony Concerto competition, among other wonderful awards and notices. Cellist Maureen Kelly is a senior, and she's studying with Yuri Vardy at the UW-Madison, and she's played with the La Crosse Symphony and has also won lots of awards. Three talented young performers today here on the Midday. Welcome all.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to pack in a lot of music, and by the way, I don't know exactly when the quiz question is going to be, sometime after 12:30, but just bear with us for that. It's all for the worthy cause of getting in that much more music. So what to start with?
Oh, we're going to start with the Mendelssohn D minor piano trio and play the second Andante movement and also the finale.
Here's the Pearlman Trio.
Thank you.
The Perlman Trio with the Andante movement of the Trio No. 1 in D minor, Opus 49 by Felix Mendelssohn.
Makes me want to hear more from that same work. But first, where are you performing these days as a group?
Well, we have a performance tomorrow night through the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society.
It's like an in-house concert, and so sort of salon-style informal event, kind of like how chamber music was originally supposed to be performed.
Sure, yeah, imagine that.
What a concept. It's nice and intimate, and they can be up close like we are right now.
So we can connect more with the audience, and they can feel really a part of the whole thing.
Well, that's open to the public, though, but it's just a matter of a small segment of the public who can actually get in.
Yeah, it's there was like limited seating, and I think it's pretty much sold out.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
Congratulations.
Well, but if you want to get further info about that, you can go to the website for the Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society of Wisconsin. Find out more about that concert tomorrow night, house concert by the Perlman Trio. Well, all right. How about some more of that, Mendelssohn?
Sounds good.
This is the final movement.
Thank you. Mendelssohn would have been happy.
Sure, your undergraduates? Holy cow. We've been listening to the Perlman Piano Trio. That was music of Mendelssohn, the Piano Trio, number 1 in D minor, opus 49.
A demonstration from the faces I'm seeing that pizzicato can be fun. Sounds very nice, too.
And we're going to hear music now by Paul Schoenfield. How did the three of you encounter this music?
Well, this piece was actually, the first recording was made by the composer, Paul Schoenfield, playing piano, and Maureen, cello teacher in
high school. Each of our former teachers.
Oh,
and
great.
My own former violin teacher in high school. So it's pretty close to us because it was close to our teachers. So.
And it's out there in the repertory. I mean, I first heard it done by the Eroica Trio.
Yeah, it's become very popular, kind of almost a standard piece of rep.
Well, and you can see why when you hear it. Well, shall we get to it? Yeah. And this is called
Cafe Music.
Well, they're going to love you guys tomorrow night at that house concert, I can tell you that. Paul Schoenfield kind of missed a bet, didn't he, when he didn't put names on those three movements are just tempo markings for his cafe music.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, what, Mendelssohn Boogie Woogie or, you know, I mean, so many possibilities there.
He actually wrote the piece after I read somewhere after subbing for an actual cafe pianist.
well,
cocktail music.
Yeah, and they would, and it was a band, it was a cello and a violin and a piano, and the they would play at a cafe in Minneapolis on the weekends, and he had to sub, and they did a lot of Broadway tunes and jazzy stuff and pop stuff, and so he wrote this piece as sort of a throwing those all together and creating this really cool piece.
We've been listening to the Perlman Trio, that's P-E-R-L-M-A-N, with violinist Eleanor Bartsch, pianist Thomas Kastorf, and cellist Maureen Kelly. It's a live concert from our Buck Studios here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Can you tell us about the Perlman Trio, how it came into being, and what that means?
The Perlman Trio is a very newly founded scholarship group, generously funded by Cato Perlman, who lives here in Middleton. It started 3 years ago. Thomas and I were part of, like, the founding group, and then our violinist graduated, and Eleanor joined us, which has been great so far.
So how long have the three of you been performing together?
This is our second year together.
And so by definition, it's a trio for undergrads, is that right?
Yes,
that's correct.
Wow.
Do you do a formal concert? Do you perform privately? What's your concert schedule like as a piano trio?
We do a formal concert every spring, late spring. It will be, you should look on the music at wisc.edu page. It should be April 30th, but we are finalizing that, so keep checking
Stay
back.
Tuned for details.
Yes.
So nobody here is in danger of graduating too soon, I hope.
No, that will not be a problem.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We can look forward to many more of those dazzling performances by the current configuration of the Perlman Trio.
How did you hook up with Bach Dancing and Dynamite Society? They're the sponsors of this house concert this weekend. Do you work with them in any musical capacity?
We haven't before. Stephanie Jutt, who's the flute professor at the UW, is a close friend of the trios and has heard us play a lot at the university, and thought we might be a good fit for one of these home concerts that they were doing.
Well, I said she probably called that one right. Well, let's see. We started with Mendelssohn, then we had Paul Schoenfield. I think you also have some Beethoven in your repertory.
Yeah, we're going to play a little Beethoven trio, one movement. It's called just Trio 17, and then it has a woo number. It's woo 39.
Yes, that's right, which stands for without opus number,
yes,
which is always kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. So I guess the deal with the woos were that he didn't think that these pieces were good enough to deserve a real opus number. But we stumbled across this little movement, and we really love it.
You were wowed by the woo.
Yeah, we were wowed by the woo.
Wow us.
This is the Allegretto in B-flat major, Woo 39 by Beethoven.
Thank you.
Beethoven at his most charming. I don't know why he chose not to publish that, but actually his first published works were piano trios, if I remember right, so he must have liked the medium.
I believe so. He did write a lot. We'll be performing his Archduke piano trio Ooh. Later in the year.
That's a big, major work.
Yeah, we're excited.
I'm sure your audience will be, too.
Speaking of big, major works, we heard some pretty technically difficult works this hour, the Mendelssohn and also the Paul Schoenfield. Not just technically difficult, but the synchronization is really challenging, and I wonder how the three of you find time to work together.
Well, it can be hard sometimes, actually. We have to make room in our schedules, you know. So we rehearse 2 to 3 times a week, say, for like an hour or two each time, and try to be really efficient.
Well, rumor has it that one of you cut class to be here, so I suppose there are corners to cut sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
Thomas, I had a question for you. Yes. You breezed in here and played a few scales on a completely foreign piano for you. Is that hard to do?
It's always a little bit scary going into some place and playing a new piano, but I think after a certain point you get used to it and you kind of understand how the sound, at least for this this chamber group in particular, how we want to be heard. So it's a matter more of finding ways to create that sound.
What do you think of our Mason and Hamlin grand piano?
It's a beautiful piano. Beautiful. Especially love playing it in the Beethoven. It just has this nice warm sound.
And we're grateful to have it played here and to be sharing it with the state of Wisconsin and beyond.
Not too many radio stations have these days pianos, and we figure we might as well put this one to good use, and thank you for doing that today, Thomas. Well, our guests have been the Perlman Trio, and it's been a treat, and glad you could be with us, and we'll look forward to hearing more about and from you.
Thanks for having us.
In your careers. Thanks very much.